Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Practical Spirituality. I'm your host Dee, coming to you from the beautiful island of St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I want to remind you guys about a couple things very quickly. Keep your eyes open on www.nowagewellness.com for upcoming classes and retreats. I am going to post an online class as well as healing services available in person and remotely. That's right, you don't have to live here. We will be organizing some intensives coming up as well, so that you do have the opportunity to come to this magical island and all its natural healing properties while we have things set up for your personal growth and spiritual development as well. If you want to be on the priority access list to those things, go ahead and sign up for the newsletter on the website. You also want to take a look at our Facebook page, Now Age Wellness, on Facebook. You keep your eyes open for the Midweek Wisdom, our little oracle card fun that happens every week on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, Eastern Standard Time, anyhow. I know some of you are off in New Zealand and Australia and such. But it's always super fun and always brings a bit of wisdom that will help guide you through your week. Yeah. Coming to today I want to talk to you, and this comes for a couple of reasons. This topic is coming up of knowing your worth and charging your worth and how that is deeply connected to your spirit, yeah, and so to your spirituality. This comes up, I had a wonderful, wonderful group of level 2 Reiki students, one of the best forms of raising your vibration and really stepping into who you are and creating the life you truly want. This was a big, big topic for them, and I know it's a big topic for the rest of us as well. And I got to be real honest, guys, I was nervous about this particular show all morning, and not because of all the silly technical difficulties we've been figuring out while the show's been getting started, but just internally for me. So I know that this is something that I need to hear as much as information that I am passing on to you. Yeah. I do want to throw out here, we do have a phone number you can call in if you have questions or contributions you'd like to make, 612-924-9710. You guys can always catch it by messaging me on Facebook as well. I'll take a look during the break, and if we can address your questions or concerns or share your comments with everyone, we're certainly happy to do that. So coming back to it, how is it that your sense of self-worth reflects your spirituality? Yeah. How is it that what it is you're willing to charge for your services out in the world reflects your spirituality? Because these things are so deeply connected, yeah? So when we're talking about spirituality, again, we're talking about your connection to the universe. We're talking about your connection to the highest version of yourself, the version that can see the big picture, that's not held back by any limitations because there are no limitations in the universe. The version of yourself that knows that you create your reality. And a particular discussion that came up over the weekend really comes to mind. This happens for everybody. This is absolutely men and women both. But the example that came up was specifically around women lawyers and how often it happens that female lawyers will lower their rates in order to have someone hire them for their services. Yeah. ultimately what they're doing is saying, I know I'm not as worth as much as someone else who does not have this hindrance of being a woman. Yeah, that's what they're saying by doing this. And no matter what it is that you are using as your excuse, your reason for thinking that you are not good enough, has the same sort of feeling about it. That same sort of, whoa, is that actually what I was saying to people? Yeah. And this is for those of us who are in business, but reality is all of us work. And all of us get paid for our work in some way, shape, or form. There's some sort of exchange, even if it's not financial, right? Even if you're working on a barter system, there's an exchange. But how you set up that exchange, you still need to be sure you are creating a scenario that truly reflects what you are worth. Let me just cut to the chase, guys. I'm gonna save you the secret. So if you don't finish the show, you know, this is the important part, is you are more than enough. Exactly as you are. You are more than enough. Yeah. And so when we step out into the world and say, I have all of this to offer, but I'd be willing to settle for this in exchange. Right? You can hear it in my voice. All of a sudden you're making yourself small. So a question I'd like you to ask yourself is, how often in your life, and you can give yourself a scale of 1 to 10 or a percentage, how often in your life is it that you are making yourself small because you think it will make someone else more comfortable? Right? I'm going to ask that one more time. How often in your life are you making yourself small because you think it will make someone else more comfortable? If your answer was more than, say, 20%, you really need to take a look at this for yourself, yeah, and ask why it is you're doing it. Ultimately, for most of us, it's a way of trying to keep yourself safe. But here's the question, guys. Are you safe if you can never fully express who you are? Are you safe if the world never truly sees you? Do you even exist if you allow yourself to live that way? Yeah. It's something that often seems like it's going to be worth it, but in the end, it is not, because it becomes painful for you. Becomes painful for your soul not to have that full expression. And you end up in these cycles where you're saying, I don't know what's wrong with my life. I feel stuck. Underneath it all is the sense of not realizing or not standing up in, so fully accepting this idea that you are more than enough, and that what you are offering, somebody out there will be looking for it. Yeah. And so for those of you who are in business or in the workforce and you're receiving a financial exchange, if you are willing to walk into a situation and say, here's my services, here's what I charge, because that's what your time is worth, that's what your education is worth, that's the amount of energy and effort you've put into it, that's the amount of effect you can have on someone's life. And all of a sudden, you don't feel like they're responding well. Yeah. You're like, oh no, I'm not going to make the sale. That's the scary moment. That's the moment where you may want to say, okay, I'll do it for this. But what you're telling them in that moment is, I know I said it was worth this much for you, but actually, it's only worth this much. So I know I said this would change your life, but actually it'll only shift things the teeniest, tiniest bit, right? Case we allowed them to stay in their place of comfort, which is not their place of growth, right? We also grant them permission to look at us and see that we are not valid. This is so important for those of you who are working in the wellness industry. Why? Because there's not this cut and dry scale by which you can quantify and measure what is truly effective and what is truly happening. When you're working with people on the spiritual level, and gosh darn it, guys, we are all working with people on the spiritual level ultimately. But when you set that out very, very clearly, the second you tell them it's not actually worth they're making an extra reach for, that is exactly how much they are going to value it for themselves, right? So this is the difference between the people who call you up and say, I really want to do this. I'm ready. I want to make this change in my life. And those who actually follow through, right? I can't tell you how often people contact me with a list of excuses of why they want to work with me. And then the list of excuses comes of why they can't. And so often, it is so easy to allow money to be one of those. Yeah, the other big one is time. At the end of the day, I offer you this reminder. We've said it on the show before. Money and time are just energy. Yeah, so this is about how they want to direct their energy in the world. How they are willing to direct their energy in the world. And how we do that informs the universe of how much we're willing to receive. Yeah. So it may be that you are feeling like nobody's going to sign up for your course or for your class or for your healing services or for your new bank accounts that you have because they are too expensive. They cost too much. At the end of the day, if you are saying those words to yourself, you are saying that what I am doing is not of value. Yeah. And guys, if you are entrepreneurs and running your own business, this will always be reflective of where you are at as well. So this is your way of saying, I am not of value. Ultimately, when you do that, you've limited the possibility of what the universe can bring you. So in this big, broad universe of infinite possibilities where everything is possible, you said only these two things are actually possible. So the universe says, oh, okay, so you're only ordering these two things. Packs up its stuff, holds the rest of it in the warehouse until we take action and show it that we are truly ready for more, that we're willing to accept more. Why? Because we know that we are part of more, that we are capable of more, that the world will give us back the value we are putting out into it. Yeah. So do you really win when you are making someone else more comfortable? Absolutely not. Yeah, if you had any pause and then go back and look at it, because the answer is absolutely not. Not only do you stifle yourself, do you limit the possibilities of what you are able to contribute, of what you are able to receive, of how you are able to grow, of what you can be in this world, but you also limit what other people could want. And that's really not your choice. You try and control how other people are going to react, how the universe is going to react to you. And by the laws of free will, that's not your area. Yeah, you are here to contribute in the most magnificent way that is in true alignment with your soul purpose. How others are reacting to it is for them to work out with their soul purpose. In a lot of ways, I see this relate to a lot of the ideas we grew up with around sex. Yeah, that's right. I said it. This ideas of our self-worth, this is another place where it comes through super, super strong. And having grown up as a young girl, I can speak from experience on the fact that it is always a struggle for a young girl stepping into everything she is, right? Into her divine feminine, into her womanhood, to okay for her to be choosy about who she has sex with. And that whether or not she has sex with someone will bring the validation for them and they'll stick around, right? It's the same thing. So are we going for quality? Are we going for the deep, connected experiences that are going to light up our soul, that are going to give us the great return on our investment? Or are we going for quantity so that we can feel validated? Yeah. At the end of the day, no one can validate you other than yourself. People can tell you over and over again, but if you're requiring validation for others, you're going to find yourself acting out as one of those people of, oh man, I'm so ugly, just so that someone could say, no, you're not, you're beautiful, right? It puts you in a place of dependency as opposed to independence and freedom. So on the practical level, because you guys know I'm practical, which makes more sense? Would it make more sense for me to be completely free, to know my worth, to go out into the world and receive exactly what I want for putting out everything I have? Or does it make more sense for me to get all small so that I can walk through the world and be surrounded by more people who have no idea who I am, what I truly have to offer, who are willing to let me go in a heartbeat because I don't have any value, because I've told them I don't have any value. And for me to constantly be dependent on someone else before I can go out and do anything because I need their validation. When I say both of those examples, which one feels more free? Which one allows for the expansiveness of you to truly live the life that you want? You know, which one feels tight and confined? And it's not a question of judgment. I'm asking you how it feels so that you can then decide how you want your life to feel. Because it is up to you. There's no question about it. So, guys, if it takes for you every day to stand up and say, I am more than enough, you take that as your mantra. Go ahead and walk down the street saying, I am more than enough. Switch your mindset to saying, of course. Of course people are going to see the value in this because it is valuable. Of course there is value in what I'm offering. Of course they're going to love it. Of course they're going to need it. Of course I'm going to be able to help them. Of course I'm contributing to the world. Because you're working from that place of true soul connection. Guys, this is the difference between taking your spirituality with you or using it as an excuse and leaving it behind. And for those of you who've been listening, you know, far more pragmatic. It just makes more sense to live from the place where you get to be you. And not only does it make more sense, it's easier. Life becomes simpler. You get more of what you want. Your relationships improve. You have vitality for days. And you have endless possibility of what it is you create in your life. Why wouldn't you want to live in that place? So take a look for yourself at the ways that you may be making yourself smaller as a reflection of your self-worth. Yeah? Is that asking for advice before you take any action? Is it undercharging for your services? Is it doing more work than is required to prove that you're worth it? Is it pointing out everything that you've done so that people are fully aware? Guys, when you are living from your purpose, you don't have to do any of that. The people whose vibration are high will be drawn to your high vibration, and the rest of it will be a waste of your time. Yeah, the rest of it will simply drain your energy. If you're in a workplace where you are constantly having to prove yourself and prove your worth, it might be time to think about getting out of there. Or at least shifting the dynamic and not playing the game, right? Just go in, do what you do to the best that you can do it, and then go home, right? There's a saying that we always had as performers is say what you got to say and get off the stage. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Think of the Academy Awards where someone's giving a long, drawn-out thank you speech and they put the music on because we've heard it. We get the point, right? And that's kind of what it is. Get straight to the point and don't waste your time with any of the rest of this, because that is the drain on your energy. That is the drain on what it is you are allowed to receive, because you decided, you told the universe, I'm not worth that. I know you want to bring me these millions of dollars, but I'm not actually worth it. So please take it back. Seems silly when we talk about it this way. Yeah. So spend some time, guys. Do it in your journal. Do it as you walk down the street. Do it with your meditation or your breathing exercise. Yeah, do it in that 5 minutes while you're having your coffee. And remind yourself that you are more than enough in your birthright, that you don't have to do anything to prove it. And when you do, guys, especially in when we think of it in business terms, so either for those of you who are out there trying to get clients, or for those of you who are a client for someone else and working for someone else, right, you're going to attract what it is you say you're worth. So yeah, I could have hundreds of needy and clingy clients and I could make tons of money, but for my own spirit, that would be draining, would be exhausting. It wouldn't be very fun. Yeah, I could say I'm getting up every day and doing exactly the work that I set out to do in the world, but here's the question, are you really? Or are you just going through the motions and looking like you're doing it? Because when you are not valued, people will not make the change on a deep level. You will not affect them on a deep level. It'll be that nice surface level where they're like, yeah, I'm going to change my diet for, I'm not going to have any carbs, and it lasts 24 hours. Right? As opposed to actually listening to their body's needs, to their soul needs. Because when we do that, that is when things stick around. So anywhere that you are selling yourself short, are you ready and willing? Are you ready and willing to release any ideas across all dimensions, timelines, and time grids that you are not good enough? Are you ready to accept that you have a world of things to share with this universe, and this universe is only looking for you to do that? Are you ready and willing to know that being in your comfort zone, being in your safe place, is not where growth happens? If you said yes to any of those things, take a moment and go ahead and breathe in love, light, forgiveness, truth, and grace, and exhale any parts of that that are holding you back. Yeah? This includes breathing out any utterances, any vows, any declarations you have, may have made across the existence of your soul that said you would keep yourself small, that you would not show the world what you are worth so that the world knew exactly what to bring you in return. And if you have any doubt, if you can't quite get there on your own, it is my strongest recommendation that you find yourself some puppies. And I kid you not, I mean puppies, I mean dogs. Because they will love you unconditionally. The second you come home, they will be licking your face. They're saying, hi, I love you. Hi, I love you. They don't care that you feel like you messed up at work today. Right? Because that is not a reflection of your essence. And constantly putting out the trueness of you is what will bring in success, what will bring in joy, what will bring in the life you truly want. And if you can't own a puppy where you live, guys, I know I lived in New York City. Those apartment rules are strict. And if you got a good apartment, you know, you got to make your choices. Find someone who does. Because animals are so non-judgmental in that way that you can go and love someone else's dog for 10 minutes a day. And you will still get that unconditional love in return. They don't even have to know you. Why? Because you are more than enough. You are good enough. Yeah? So, animals. Animals are such a gift to us as human beings. Go ahead and use them for who and what they are. Oh, man, this show flew by. We're coming up on our last couple minutes here. I haven't even checked my messages. I'm so sorry, guys. If there are questions, we'll go ahead and take a look at them for next week, and I'll be sure to address them. You can also check out the Facebook page, Now Age Wellness, and I can address things there as well and answer some questions. Again, I want to remind you of the website, www.nowagewellness.com. Check out on Facebook, Now Age Wellness. Keep your eyes open for the new and exciting classes we have coming up. I'm really excited to offer an oracle card class, which is so one of my great loves. I cannot wait to share this with you guys. We're also going to be doing an angel course online. As always, there's distance healing available. There's psychic readings available. There's Akashic Record readings available. Naturally, there are angel readings available. All of these things, all of these tools that can truly help you as you are going through life to live as the truest version of yourself, because that is all the world wants from you. And ultimately, when you are creating the life you truly desire, that's all you need to do. Yeah. So with that in mind, don't forget your mantra today of, I am more than enough. Yeah, say it 10 times. Say it till you believe it. Say it like you mean it. Sing it, dance it, whatever. Join me again here next week, Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, Atlantic Standard Time right now as well. And we'll look forward to talking to you. I think we're going to talk about boundaries next week, but we're going to see what comes up during the week as well. So have a great spiritually connected day. I'll talk to you soon.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, NowAgeWellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about Dee's services at NowAgeWellness.com and let your healing begin. Thank you.
We've got FedEx too. After 1 o'clock. Did I say something? Did I say something?
Did you say something? I said a lot of things.
Did I say something sensible?
Yes.
Usually after that. Oh. You're still recording.